Welcome to Divine Light Ignite Part 2, my friends. So, I hope yesterday you got the experience of this special kind of breathing. Today I want to take this breathing a step further. I want to show you something quite magical about this breathing. So, I hope you're settled in comfortably into your meditation seat or your bed, wherever you are. And you can just close your eyes, please. And I'd like to invite you to immediately fall in to this special breath. Now, you'll recall once again, you're not breathing through your mouth at all. You're breathing through your nose. And you're restricting the flow through your nose with the uvula back at the top of your throat. So you're getting that breath that's like the ocean. And as you continue to breathe in this fashion, I'd like you to notice if you can begin to experience a change in the quality of the air that you are breathing. When you breathe in this fashion, when you breathe mindfully and you bring your awareness right there to that point somewhere up near your third eye, that point where you are most acutely tasting the air right now, you might begin to notice an alteration in the quality of the air. It becomes cooler, fresher, like you're breathing in a healing white mist, and you're feeling that special life force, that healing force, right up there near your third eye. Perhaps you might feel the air is like that which comes off of a mountain waterfall, that sort of a healing, fresh mistiness. Well, this to me is the easiest and quickest way to begin to experience and partake of prana. Now, I don't like too many jargons. Prana is an old Sanskrit word. It means something like life force, but it's more than that. It's conscious life force. It's God energy. And it's pure healing life energy that you are able to then draw in this way. So feel for that, my friends. And as you begin to feel it, as you begin to feel that tingling, cool healingness, so you can begin to move it around in your body. My invitation to you right now is to draw the prana up into your cranial cavity. You're trying to bathe your brains in this beautiful, white, misty, healing prana. And I'd like you to just do that for a few breaths. Just feel. Feel the energetic cooling. It's all metaphorical. Your brain isn't really literally cooling, but it will feel perhaps as if it is. The energetic cooling of your brain. The slowing down of the rhythms of your brain, your thought patterns are slowing down. And this prana is an energy. It's a very beautiful, powerful, healing energy. When you introduce a new energy into a system, it displaces old energy. As your brain is being filled and bathed with this prana, so old, blocked, stuck energies that no longer serve you are being nudged to be released. They're being displaced, which you can then breathe out. And because we are talking about the brain, the old, blocked, stuck energies are indeed thought patterns. You know, we think we're thinking new thoughts all the time. We're looking for new solutions to old problems, and yet we come up with the same old, because there are these patterns that get worn into the brain. Bringing prana into the brain invites you to begin to release these patterns, to quite literally breathe them out. You're inviting your brain into novelty, plasticity. You're inviting your brain to be inspired, to have new thoughts. Feel the beauty of what is happening. If this is the first time you've done this, you might not be feeling awfully much, might be quite subtle. As with all things, it takes practice to get comfortable and good at what you're doing. But this is a good beginning. Just feel the relaxation that's happening in your brain as your brain becomes like a vast open white hall, ready for new creations. And now we're going to do very much the same thing. I'd like you to get the experience of moving the focus of the prana. So you're allowing this healing to continue to happen in the brain, and you're moving your awareness down to your heart, your physical heart muscle beating in your chest. Your breath is passing into your lungs and out. The prana is passing into the heart, displacing old stuck energies, which you are breathing out. That's what you're doing now. You're breathing this beautiful, fresh, clean mist of healing energy into your heart. And it does the same thing. It displaces and liberates old, blocked, stuck energies, which causes a relaxation, which causes a relief, a release. But in the heart, the old blocked stuck energies are emotions, not thoughts. All of the old emotions that you didn't know what to do with when they arose. Shocks, hurts, angers, frustrations, fears, rage. Who knows what's stuck in there? Right now, you are simply breathing prana in and letting what is there, or letting what wishes to be released, letting it go. Allow yourself, if you feel so-called, allow yourself to feel emotions. Allow emotions to pass through. And that really is our journey for today. So I'd like to invite you once again to fetch your stopwatch. You can open your eyes to fetch your stopwatch, which should once again be set on the 5-minute mark. And you can start your stopwatch. And for the next 5 minutes, just as your fancy takes you, you can breathe prana into your brain and then breathe prana into your heart. And if your 5 minutes aren't up, you can go back to your brain. Just keep doing this and feel. Feel what's occurring. Feel the emotions. Feel the cleansing. Feel the healing. Feel the deep relaxation that comes from doing just this until your 5 minutes are up. So that's it for today. I'll leave you with that, and I'll see you again tomorrow.